What if you're not inconsistent? What if you're just unclear? Because when something is clear, we move, right? Now, I'm going to say this with a grain of salt because I know some of y'all going to be like, well, listen, you don't miss a flight when you clearly know the time. Now, if you got time management issues, this is that statement is not for you. But you don't forget to show up for work. You don't forget to answer that man phone call. Woo! Listen, I'm speaking to the homegirls today. If you know, you know. That person texts you, hey, big head. You don't forget to throw his hair behind ear, right? You don't. So when you have clarity, it actually removes the friction. But when something is vague, honey, when something is unclear, it's inconsistent. Hey, homegirls, welcome back to Conversations with the Courageous Christian Homegirl podcast. If you're new here, welcome. If you're not, hey, girl, hey, thank you for sticking it out with me. How is everybody doing? I hope you're doing well. Let's hop right into this episode. I do want to ask y'all something. How many times have you called yourself inconsistent this year alone? And if you haven't, kudos to you, honey. What about last year? Have you said this to yourself? I start things and I don't finish. I fall off. I just need more discipline. I need more time. I need more of this. More, right? But what if it is not true? What if you're not inconsistent? What if you're just unclear? Because when something is clear, we move, right? Now, I'm going to say this with a grain of salt because I know some of y'all going to be like, well, listen, you don't miss a flight when you clearly know the time. Now, if you got time management issues, this is that statement is not for you. But you don't forget to show up for work. You don't forget to answer that man phone call. Woo! Listen, I'm speaking to the homegirls today. Listen, if you know, you know. That person texts you, hey, big head. You don't forget to throw his hair behind ear, right? You don't. So when you have clarity, it actually removes the friction. But when something is vague, honey, when something is unclear, it's inconsistent. You say, I need to grow my business. I need to pray more. I need to show up consistently. Honey, you're putting more pressure on yourself. And pressure without clarity really turns into avoidance procrastination. Trust me, honey. I know. And avoidance can sometimes look like inconsistency, but you really overwhelmed, okay? Whenever I'm talking this through with someone, the shift doesn't come from them being more disciplined. It really comes from them defining what done actually means. So what are we building? By when? What matters in this season? And once that is defined consistently, consistency will show up naturally. After I worked with this client, she actually said, I feel a release of pressure. Yes, honey. And that's really the shift. It's relief, right? Because now the assignment is clear. You don't need to become somebody else. You don't need these other things, a new journal, honey. A new journal is not going to fix you. I'm saying that with love. I'm saying that to myself, okay? Because I love a good journal, but a new journal is not going to fix the inconsistency. But when you have relief, when you have direction, when your assignment is clear, okay, you have now tapped into the focus realm, okay? So look, if this is hitting and you like, Whitney, girl, this is me, and you've been trying to execute something and you like, I just can't get it. Listen, I am here to help you. And that is what we're going to do in the clarity and strategy sessions. Listen, we zoom out a little bit. Let's take a step back and we really focus on the things that we need to be focused on in this season. And we build them strategically together for 90 whole minutes. You need some focus time, baby. So if you are actually ready for that level of clarity, I definitely want you to go ahead and go to the show notes and book your session or head to my website, justwit.com. And I want you to know that you're not inconsistent. You're just unclear, and clarity changes everything. I actually had a project at work last year, and it just wasn't clear. Like, I didn't know what to do. Like, I knew what to do, but I didn't know what to do, right? I knew the assignment, but I'm just like, okay. So I didn't have a clear timeline. I really didn't have a clear scope on things. And so when it came down to like the end of the year, I was actually asked like, oh, where are you? And so I'm like, oh, I'm here. And it's like, oh, I want this done by the end of the year. Huh? Like, first of all, you didn't tell me that. Okay. Like, I got a problem. You didn't tell me that. But also, I feel like when people are not clear on what they want you to do, then you're not clear and it trickles down. And that's why when I do take clients on for actual project assignments, like ongoing, we have to have a clarity and strategy session, because if you're not clear, how can I manage the project? So you have to be clear, which is why the clarity and strategy sessions are so important, because it helps me to help you. Because a lot of times you like, okay, I want to do this. I've literally had people come to me with 11 million ideas. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm so old school, y'all. It's the millennial in me. But on the document that you filled out on an online form, you said this one thing. But then when we started talking, you done told me like 5 other things. So which one is it? You know, like how do we get here? And that's because you're not clear. It's because you don't have the clarity around what you're really trying to do. And also, I want y'all to know that you don't have to do everything all at once. That was definitely a hard pill for me to swallow, because when I get in a mode of like executing things, I just want to go and, you know, do. But you don't have to do that. You can really slow down. You have to zoom out and really focus on what truly matters in this season. And I'm going to always say, what did God tell you to do? And if you don't know, we're going to talk through that. We're going to pray through that. And eventually it comes out. I'm just saying, eventually it comes out. But these are the types of things that I'm seeing with entrepreneurs, solopreneurs. These are the things that I am hearing, I'm witnessing in real time. And I just be wanting to scream like, just get a session. Let's just get clear. And sometimes all you need is the strategy session, and that's fine. You know, other times you need long-term support, and that's fine too. But I don't want you to think that just because, you know, you're not, or you feel like you're not moving the needle forward, that it's not enough. You're just not clear, honey. I'm just here to tell you. And listen, if that's all you needed to hear today, hey, I have done my job. You are not clear, and it's okay. That's something that is fixable. Okay. Now, I'm not speaking to the people that are literally inconsistent. Okay. I'm not talking about the people that actually have the plan, that know everything, and they're just not consistent. Okay. I'm not talking to y'all. Okay. I was finna say something about my husband, but he might listen to this. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the people that have the vision. They're just unclear on how to execute it. Okay. So if this sat with you, y'all know what to do. Go to the show notes. Okay. All right, homegirls, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please, please, please leave me a review wherever you're listening to this. And you can always email me the review. And don't forget to email me your questions, because I would love to answer them live. Until next time, y'all, I'm out.